When is the last time you stepped out of your comfort zone? I'm going to tell you why you are not doing it often enough. I'm Ricky Calabat. Welcome to my Live a Legacy channel. My intentions are to provide you with valuable information that will alter the trajectory of your life by creating new opportunities for your family and your future. What is Straight Talk with Ricky? It's the real deal, unedited, unfiltered truth about life and all the lessons that come with it. Subscribe now. Okay, so comfort zone, such a happy place, isn't it? It's easy. We feel protected. We feel nice and safe. And, you know, it's not as exciting as it used to be, but it's not as scary either as some of the other experiences that I used to have. And so slowly but surely you start to confine yourself into a zone. I call it more like a box. And you're just okay with being okay, right? It's called mediocrity. And that's what living in a comfort zone is all about. So, I mean, the comfort zone is where people go to die, basically. Sometimes it might be a slow death, sometimes it might be a long death. But the fact is, while in your comfort zone, as safe as you might feel, you're also losing out on new experiences, new possibilities, new opportunities, new anything. Anything. The word new just disappears. There's nothing new in the comfort zone. Nothing. Maybe a new television show that you're sitting on the couch watching. Maybe a new season of whatever you're binge watching. But that doesn't change your life, right? Unless you are able to have the courage to be able to step outside. So, here's what I realize. If you are over the age of 30, my guess is you do not step outside of your comfort zone enough. Here's what happens. You go to high school, you live life, you're reckless, you're ambitious, you're wild and crazy, and you get to college, and then you realize, wow, I was not even nearly as wild and crazy as I could be. You're trying new things, you're failing, you're learning, you're excited, you're going to jail, you're getting arrested, or whatever is happening. All throughout your 20s is basically the most pivotal time of your life, because you are creating the comfort zone, which you may or may not stay in, but you're creating it. You touch the stove, you get burned, you don't do it anymore. So you go get ice cream that makes you feel good, so you do more of that. Whatever it is, all of your experiences from the time you're in high school, but really time you're 20 is when you can get into the most trouble. From 20 to 30 is when you have just reckless abandonment. And whatever that looks like for you, maybe you're the kind that jumps off a bridge, and maybe you're the kind that goes on a roller coaster, right? Whatever your comfort level of risk is, you're going to do that to the extreme. So as you go through those 20s, you may decide to push the envelope based upon your experience. If you go on a roller coaster and the thing breaks down, when you're at the very top, you've never gone on a roller coaster in your life, it breaks down while you're at the top and you have to sit there for 2 hours until somebody has to climb up and get you, guess what? You're never riding a roller coaster ever again. Hell no. Right? I love roller coasters, and even I would probably have to think twice about it. So you're shaped by those experiences. So my point is that if you're less than 30, right? If you're less than 30 years old, I'm telling you, you are not trying new things enough. Because sometimes you do something and you get hurt, or that doesn't work out the way you were intending, and you never do it again. So I want you to do it, try it again, keep trying it, because you're only looking at a small sample size of life. It's a little serving. If you do it once and you got a bad experience, you're like, oh my God, that sucks. No, maybe the next 10 times you did it, it could be the best thing ever, right? It could be the best thing ever. If it sucks again, and it sucks again, if it gets better, then maybe you just didn't appreciate it the right way. So try again. If it seemed to be getting better, you're making progress, maybe you're getting better at it, maybe you're understanding it, but if you keep doing, even if it's the same thing, if it's a new thing, are you getting better at it, or are you still getting that, you know, bad experience? So don't give up on something just because you had one or two bad experiences. Keep trying it. Try it different ways. Try it with different people. You start a company, right? And it goes to hell. And you say, oh, I'm never gonna do that again. I put myself out there. I put 10 grand and I started a company, and we were selling widgets online, and then we were broke. So I'm never doing that again. No. Starting a business wasn't a bad idea. Selling widgets probably was. Maybe that's why you weren't successful. But it wasn't the actual idea, right? The idea, start a business. The action, the result that you took was bad because of other reasons, right? It wasn't because of your idea, it was because of execution or something else. But unless you keep doing that, you're not gonna know for sure exactly what was it. Was it the execution? Was it the planning? Was it my partner? Was it we didn't have enough money? Was it we advertised in the wrong places? We spent too much on advertising? Whatever, right? Especially now. Now is the time where, you know, entrepreneurship is taking over the world. I mean, we really, really living in exciting times. So if you're sitting in your comfort zone while the world is moving and fast and furious and big things are happening, people are making millions overnight because of one idea, like, this is exciting stuff. This is an exciting time to be alive. Forget about all the drama. Forget about all of this stuff about politics, and forget about injustices, and forget about all of that. Kick that to the curb. In the big scheme of things, right? Life is good. There's amazing opportunities every day with the way we've changed the way we live because of COVID, because of, shutdowns, opening up, you know, Zoom calls, different meetings, traveling, your home, buying, selling. What are you doing? Why are you doing it? The mindset has shifted so drastically. It's kind of like the new gold rush. It's like everyone's searching for gold, and all the places that you never thought gold ever existed is now possible. So get off the couch. Get out of your comfort zone. Go try something new. Go start a business. Talk about masterminding with ideas about the current things that you are doing. Is there a better way to do what you're currently doing? I don't know, and neither will you if you don't try. And you can only try if you get outside that comfort zone. Even if you fail, it doesn't matter, because you would have learned something. You will have grown, and it can only help you to be faster and smarter. Right? You don't lose by falling down. You lose by not getting up. Okay? So the world is out there. Exciting things are happening. They can happen for you too if we focus, we take a little bit of risk, we calculate, we plan, we don't just blindly jump off of a balcony without wondering how we're gonna land. However, we can plan accordingly, put some things in place, put some safeguards in place, and take a chance and think positively. That's the most important part. Assume you're going to succeed. Failure is not an option. If you're focusing on succeeding, you have a greater chance of actually achieving it, I promise. But I think that's why some of us are afraid to get started, as we have this side person talking to us, that's not gonna work, you're gonna lose your money, you're gonna get burned, and that guy wins the conversation, and we never take action. And that's why nothing ever happens. So, shoot that guy. Listen to this one over here that says, you can do it! Yes! You're gonna change your future! You're gonna retire in 5 years! You're gonna live the best life possible! Listen to that guy! Keep your eyes on the prize and keep forging ahead. Keep moving forward. Okay? But please promise me, go to your calendar, wherever it is, paper or electronic, every month, 2 months, whatever it is, I don't know how many times, put on the calendar, get out of the comfort zone. Schedule it if you need to. Because most of the time when you're in the comfort zone, years go by and you don't even realize that you haven't left. That's the whole point. You get stuck in there. So put it on the calendar, get out of the comfort zone, and then do something. Get a result and see if it was good or bad and how we can make it better. Okay? You promise? Good. Alrighty. Get out there, have a fantastic day, and touch people's lives in a positive way. If you enjoyed this video, please go ahead, subscribe, and click on the bell. Like and share with 3 people you think will also benefit from this game-changing message. Connect with me. All my social media links are below in the description. We welcome and reply to all comments, so please share your comments below and please let us know what topic interests you the most.